Yesterday, today, and tomorrow are not consecutive. They are connected in a never-ending circle.
Everything's like it was 33 years ago. Everything's repeating itself.
There's a murderer here among us.
The past doesn't just influence the future. The future also influences the past. The beginning is the end. And the end is the beginning.
Good afternoon and good evening to all the listeners out there. Welcome back to Unpacking with Alexia. Thank you for joining another episode of my podcast. I do have to give a fair warning that today we will be talking about a sensitive topic, depression, in case this is a trigger warning for some of you guys. On an unrelated topic, if you or someone you know is dealing with this mood disorder, please reach out for help and know you are not alone. Alrighty, friends, without further ado, let's get started. Today's topic will include a Netflix series I have almost finished watching with my class. Over the last few weeks, my class and I watched the show Dark, as well as looked into many readings that settle the debate of dark versus light, or evil versus good. At the same time, I will be bringing up some aspects of depression that arise from some of the characters in the show to set the mood of darkness. Very quickly for the listeners unfamiliar with the show, Dark is a German science fiction thriller that focuses on four families in a small town. Within the first few episodes already, three young kids have disappeared without any traces or significant hints to help the distressed families or police. Little by little, mysteries start to unravel and deeper relationships, secrets, and many plot twists come to light. As much as I want to say more, I do not want to spoil anything. So after this podcast, or perhaps even now, head over to Netflix and start watching it. Be sure to come back to this podcast after. The only word I will say now that will be helpful for the rest of the podcast, time traveling. Now, you may be wondering, why the heck is she going to talk about depression? Even if the show, the plot, and the characters are all made up, this mental health issue is extremely relevant to the show, its storyline, and, of course, in today's society. Depression is like dark. It takes over our mental health and bodies and acts as a cycle that is hard to escape from. You could say it's like a gray cloud always following you. You just can't get rid of it, and you don't know how. Your focus has shifted to anything and everything but the present. For some of the characters in the show, long story short, they're stuck in an endless loop of uncertainty, negativity, and emotions due to the time traveling. Poor them. Maybe on a brighter note, it could reveal the unspoken. It does help strengthen communication and understanding of a situation over time, but at first, unfortunately, it does feel like you are alone and no one wants to help you out. I want to point out that all of these are not the only factors in depression. Depression is a worldwide mental health disorder that comes in many shapes and forms. Please, please, please do not think of everything I mentioned above as the only side effects. One of the readings we covered in class was about the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, who posed the concept of eternal return, stating that, quote-unquote, time repeats itself in an infinite loop, and that the same events will continue to occur in the same way, over and over again, for eternity. Whew! Man, that's deep. I want you to ponder on this concept for a little bit, and I will be back shortly. And welcome hope you had some time to think about what I had just explained to you by Nietzsche. But if not, no worries, as I will bring it up later on. Now, as I said, here comes the trigger warning. Depression. I wanted to provide a quick overlook on depression, since it is not covered in the show super in depth. But, as I mentioned earlier, it is very relevant to society today. According to the National Center for Health Statistics with the CDC, around 5% of adults, ages 18 and up, living in the U.S., deal with regular feelings of depression. It affects over 18 million adults in a given year. Per year, on average, 49,476 deaths occur due to suicide in the U.S. Depression is not only seen as sadness, but also as hopelessness, self-loathing, isolation, anxiety, and many more. Please note that depression can be seen in anyone, in any ages, any gender, anything. It is not limited to a single person or a single group of people. As I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, this class primarily focuses on the subject of dark, which is evil, versus light, which is good. Depression is seen as dark. In general, darkness can symbolize the isolating essence of depression, where an individual feels trapped in a shadow, hint hint, wink wink, Netflix series. The darkness also brings up the fear of uncertainty, which is parallel to how depression makes the future seem so overwhelming and the past seem like a blur. Mental health is super crucial to me, personally, so I like to learn about the topic on my own. So something else I discovered in my own time outside of class was a term called rumination, which is repetitive and passive thinking about a problem that, unfortunately, does not lead to solutions. Like, the obsessive thinking does not lead to any solutions. I wanted to clear that up. Darkness raises discomfort and fear, and depression also raises negative thoughts that are hard to get rid of. And thus, there's a constant obsession with these cynical thoughts. I like to think of it as replaying a horrible, annoying sound or song in your head on repeat. You may or may not be aware that it is bad, but you cannot forget it. You simply just can't think of anything else except for that. So, how is this relevant to the show Dark? The characters were so focused on themselves and caught up in their thinking that, man, they didn't realize the present around them was drastically changing. Also, because of the time traveling, let's say, the characters did not take the time to focus on the present or their current relationships, like family, friends, love lives. And instead, they went out of their way to attempt to save the future or ruin the past. And because of this, their personal and their love lives fell apart. One hint for the people who have watched the show, Ulrich in 1953. I'm only at the beginning of the last season at this exact moment that I am talking. So, I'm uncertain of how it will end, but I have a feeling that it will be very emotional and ugly. I do want to bring up a short personal story that connects me to depression and darkness in a way. I am not saying I diagnosed myself with depression, but at one moment, a few months ago, I felt trapped in a cycle of distress. Alrighty, so we are now going into the past. Freshman year of college. So, back in September of 2024, not too long ago, I started swimming for the team. I was so thrilled to be able to compete at this level and represent my college. Part of that feeling meant I was internally competitive and I also didn't want to fall behind. So, potentially, without realizing it, I might have used heavier weights for exercises than I could deal with. I would also swim one of the strokes I knew was bad for me. a stroke I had not swam in years. I knew that these things were bad, but I just wanted to make my coaches and my teammates proud and embrace through the hard times. Since everyone else was doing that, I also wanted to do it. Of course, 2 weeks into the season, I felt a strong knee pain. I had had knee problems in the past that only lasted like 2, 3, 4 days, let's say maximum a week. So, on day one when it started, I just told my coach my knee was sore and I would be pulling for a few days. But I was also convinced, I convinced myself, and I convinced her that it would get better. Here we are. Long story short, almost 4.5 months later, it is worse than ever, and I may need surgery. Anyway, when I saw my pain was getting more sharp and it wasn't improving and I was barely able to deal with it, I started freaking out. You know, new college, new team, alone, not with my family, not with my friends that I have known for years. So I just thought it was normal and I was acting up a little bit. A few days after the start of my injury, it was already too much for me to deal with, and I had a little breakdown in the locker room during practice. My coach sent one of my teammates in, and you know what? Just like a regular 19-year-old, I just cried and ranted to her. At the same time, I was so embarrassed and did not want to get out of the locker room and see my coach, or talk to her and explain what had happened. For a few weeks after that, let's just say I was pretty unstable. I was feeling so weird that I had just ranted and I had just like explained my whole life to that teammate. And I also had to meet up with my coach a few days after that to explain even more to her. So yeah, I felt pretty weirded out. I even spent one entire practice just crying, ruminating in the swim office, just thinking about what I had done, always thinking about the past and just the future, not taking the time to focus on the present. Well, guess what, guys? Here's a little message. You can only control the present. You can't control the future or the past, so why dwell on those moments? Anyway, I was asked by my assistant coach, "Are you okay?" And when I was in the swim office, and I had no clue what to say. So I would just answer with yes. Although I was like on the couch in the little like baby ball position with that one knee that was hurting, it was completely straight, and the other one was just like all the way curled up to my chest. Man, I don't know. From this time until before winter break, I felt trapped. I felt like I was so unlucky and there was always this dark cloud following me. Whenever I thought I was doing okay or improving, a random thought popped into my head, which made me spiral again. I just can't catch a break. I was always drowning in my thoughts and actions, which prevented me from living in the moment. I had too many what-ifs and tried to control the future and the past when, as I said, it's pretty much impossible. I am human. I can't work those things. I can't change them. I cannot fix them. Over those months, I knew I wanted to talk to someone, but I never knew how to start the conversation or just go up to them. I was left in the dark. I felt lonely. I felt anxious. I felt stuck. Now, I am slowly finding my way back to my original self. Yes, I still have a few ups and downs, but I have found a true group of people who help me out in hard times, and my coach is always there for me. Yes, she has been there for me since September, but now I feel slightly less scared to go up to her and just ask her for help. Without these people, who knows how I would be in January 2025, still badly injured with a month, not even a month, left of the season. Now, I feel a lot more in control of myself. I have found some light to help me escape the dark. Whoa! Well, that was a lot. The message of this was to show that although you may feel stuck in despair, there are ways to exit the cycle and find some light in the dark times. To listeners who are feeling like this, you are not alone. You got this. Back to a little break to think of this real-life example and ponder over the debate of light versus dark and depression. Back into the podcast, but also back with the one and only, no, not me, unfortunately, the one and only Friedrich Nietzsche. Woo! Ha! Man, if he were still alive today, he would have loved to be part of this podcast. Maybe one day that'll happen. I'm manifesting it. Anyway, diving back into his concept, my professor shared one of his quotes with us and posed a question. This is a little bit lengthy, but bear with me here. So this is from The Gay Science, from The Greatest Weight, from one of his books he wrote. What if some day or night a demon were to steal after you into your loneliest loneliness and say to you, this life as you now live it and have lived it, you will have to live once more and innumerable times more. And there will be nothing new in it, but every pain and every joy and every thought and sigh and everything unutterably small or great in your life will have to return to you, all in the same succession and sequence. Even the spider and this moonlight between the trees, and even this moment, and I, myself, the eternal hourglass of existence is turned upside down again and again, and you with it, speck of dust. Would you not throw yourself down and gnash your teeth and curse the demon who spoke thus? Or have you once experienced a tremendous moment when you would have answered him, you are a god, and never have I heard anything more divine? If this thought gained possession of you, it would change you as you are, or perhaps crush you. The question in each and everything, do you desire this once more and innumerable times more, would lie upon your actions as the greatest weight. Or how well disposed would you have to become to yourself and to life to crave nothing more fervently than this ultimate eternal confirmation and seal? So, yes, this is something that he said. Told you it was a lengthy one. So, my question to you, and maybe my professor's question to you guys as well. Would you want to relive the same moment every day for the rest of your life? Or have every day be a new surprise, not knowing what awaits for you on the other side? So, tying this back into the show, and now, unfortunately, I may have to spoil a little bit. So, again, if you did not watch the show, you can zone out or sing the song La 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 by Naughty Boy and Sam Smith. I'm turning up the fire when you speak. Cause if my heart starts something, as it said in the song, just cover your ears and go la 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 la. Okay, so I'm hoping everyone else who is listening right now has watched the series. So, for instance, a few characters who are forced to relive the moment to maintain the plot. In one of the episodes, I believe season 2, episode 6, 2020 future Jonas wanted to go back to 2019, to the day before his father, Michael, or as we know it, Mikkel, died to prevent his suicide and have him grow up with his family forever. The dad, after Jonas reveals he knows everything, mentions his death and the time cycle and maintaining everything is necessary, or else he would never be born, and whatever plot won't happen. He claims the future would be very different. And then it gets a little bit more complicated when Claudia comes in and says, life is not what you think without Adam in it. And then sadly, Jonas is forced to leave his dad alone, and he escapes with Claudia. And yes, unfortunately, the dad dies so that the cycle can continue and nothing gets ruined.
It's coming back now. This jacket, you. Like it's all fixed. Maybe you're not here to stop me, but rather to show me what I have to do. Maybe you only show me the letter so that I'm aware what's in it, so that I can go and you live on. No, that's not it. That's not it. Adam said I could prevent it all from starting. If you don't kill yourself, none of this will happen. But if none of this happens, you won't be born.
Wow. Can you imagine not being born? All of this existence just going away? Man, that is dark. Now I know where the title comes from and how they came up with that. Well, a few characters also in general try to escape the cycle of the time traveling and they try to change life. But they are trapped, and anything they do does not work. Or, yes, this is a little bit confusing, but future them comes, and they warn. And they give a warning to make them stop what they're doing, and just let life go on. For the past few minutes, you can come back now. No more spoilers. But actually, how would you feel if you had no choice but to relive the same plot every day? The same moments, the same actions, the same feelings? Yes, you would be more prepared every time and know how to deal with the situation safely, but at the same time, it would be so boring, and there would be no way to escape. Think about this a little more, and we will continue shortly. Seriousness, depression is not a funny health concern to joke about. It controls your entire self, and it is hard to return to your normal self. It is hard to return to the present. Although time travel does not exist, well, at least not that I'm aware of, and I hope it doesn't exist, depression is a huge mental health destroyer. I am not a doctor or a therapist, but there is hope. I want to share a few things that have helped me get over my mental darkness fixation with my injury and kind of helped me to break the cycle. While the characters in Dark are trapped and must follow some exact pathways, we can break through and not get stuck. So, first off, practicing mindfulness. Even if it is just 5 minutes a day, it is a great way to refresh your brain and reflect over the day. Reaching out to strengthen relationships. I love talking to others. And the main thing I would have fixed back at the beginning of the injury process was to reach out more to my coaches and close friends instead of them coming to me or before it was too late. You can also journal. Even with the few people helping me out over the past few months, the real close true friends and coaches, I now feel a little bit stronger and more confident, and I am also more aware of darkness and signs to pay attention to. Well, won't you look at the time? Unfortunately, it is time for me to head out. To briefly summarize this podcast, I covered the Netflix series Dark and brought depression into the conversation along with light versus evil. Light versus dark. And presented it in a way to show its meaning and significance nowadays. Bringing back our good old friend into the discussion, Nietzsche once said, "He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how." He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how. So, please, in times of adversity, do not hesitate to reach out to me, a friend, a teacher, a coach, anyone. I cannot emphasize enough that you are not alone. You have a whole team behind you, supporting you. I love you guys all. And just like that, Alexia is out. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys have understood and have learned a little. And I hope you will walk out of this podcast adding Dark to your Netflix watch list.